been alone, surrounded by darkness, and I've seen how heartless the world can be, and I've seen you crying. You felt like it's hopeless. I'll always do my best to make you see the baby, you're not alone. I am here with you. Nothing's ever gonna bring us down, 'cause nothing keep me from loving you, and you know it's true. It don't matter what'll come to be. Our love is all we need to make it through. Now I know it ain't easy, but it ain't hard trying. Every time I see you smiling, and I feel you so close to me. Then maybe you're not alone. I am here with you. Nothing's gonna ever bring us down, 'cause nothing can keep me from loving you. When you know it's true, it don't matter what'll come to be. Our love is all we need to make it through. Now I still trouble, I trip and stumble, trying to make sense of things sometimes. I look for reasons, but I don't need them. All I need is to look in your eyes, and I'll be your eyes. Baby, you're not alone. I am here with you. Nothing's ever gonna bring us down, 'cause nothing keep me from loving you. And you know it's true. It don't matter what'll come to be. Our love, not alone. I am here with you. Nothing's gonna ever bring us down. Loving you, and you know it's true. Don't matter what'll come to be, our love is all we need to make it.
And that was Turtle with Not Alone from A Very Potter Musical.
One of the only songs I know from. Wow. Yes.
Does it sound like that? Does it sound like that in the actual production? Because I've never seen it.
I've heard one with like a lot of,
Is that Soul Sultry thing in the actual?
I don't remember, because I get these musicals mixed up. I remember it being a group number.
It has Ginny and Harry, doesn't it, this song? I don't remember. Anyways, like it's Turtle. Zellia.
I was about to say, Millie, it's my turn.
No, but I was just trying to get some topic. I'm sorry.
All right. I was really feeling it. I love the edge you had on your vocals. I really love the reverb you had on this. Like, it just felt really nice. Just remember, if you have fuzz in your recordings, just to let it play out. Because I heard a shift of it. That's all. That fuzz thing was just a real, real mean nitpick. Millie?
Turtle. Holy crap. You sounded amazing on this. It was like topping out, and I didn't really care because this just sounded
exactly
like amazing. When you did like those really like low runs, those were awesome. Like I had this one, yes, kind of, yeah, my ear boner. There's like this one slide, I don't remember what word it was on because I didn't write it down, but there's a slide near the end and it was just, I got chills. I loved this, loved it.
So I have a really big problem with this song. Millie stole everything I wanted to say. Absolutely everything I wanted to say. This was freaking amazing. I'm not even gonna say it. This is just, I almost said what we said in the chat. This was just absolutely hands down fantastic. I mean, if I have to nitpick, first of all, I'm totally impressed that you played your own backtrack.
Oh, that's, did she?
Really cool. She had to. You think that was off the? Oh, maybe she didn't. It sounded to me like she did, though. Do you think she just
pulled? I know there's like piano recordings, probably. Because there's a bunch of them.
Okay, so maybe she didn't. I thought she had. There were, I think, some timing issues. Again, I've never heard the song before, but it sounded to me like there were a couple of little timing issues. That's what made me think you were playing it on your own. But and you did top, but it really was kind of like. As I was sitting here thinking through the song, I'm thinking, okay, this is going to seem so inconsistent of me to say that I loved it with these little nitpicks. And, you know, I gave a little more weight to the nitpicks for some other people. But I think what it was is the tone of your voice. And by the way, you're mixing lately with your reverb and your, I think it's more your compression first and then your reverb. Like, your vocals are right there. You don't, like, I don't feel like I have to struggle to hear them. They're right there. They're crisp, they're clear, and they sound full. And that, I feel like that makes some difference. It's just the overall quality of your voice on the song made it so that those little things didn't matter. Mm-hmm. It really did.
She sounded,
it was just amazing. It really was very good. So good. Really, really was good. I think for me, this is the best song I've ever heard you do. So I was very impressed.
Yeah, this is freaking awesome. You're on a roll lately between this and Sing It. I am just floored by you every week. Keep it up, Turtle, because... Wow.
Yeah.
Really good. Mm. Who's up last?
Up last is another return. Oh my god. And it is Lucidity.
Woo!
So poor Monastar is so far ahead of us on the timeline that she sort of lost track of where the date was when she's heading up for college.
And we hope her much luck.
Oh, we'll miss you. Good luck.
Have fun in college. We'll miss you. Don't drink and drive and stuff.
That's what college is about.
You can drive and drink, just not at the same time.
Don't tell my brother that.
Okay. It's not the same time,
okay,
right?
Lucidity.
Just don't tell my brother that.
Well, I live up ahead and loaded dishes. I had a thousand tales. But Master, because up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Snap your ammunition in your camp. You got some push, pizzazz, yeah. Grand house, yeah, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Madden, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order and shut it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your main and be. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. How about a little more baklava? Have some column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Oh my. No, no. Your friends do this.
her, let her rip, and then make the sucker disappear. So don't you sit there, slack-jawed, bucket-eyed. I'm here to answer all your midnight prayers. You got me bona fide certified. You got a genie for your charged affairs. I got a powerful urge to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so handle. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish or two or three. I'm on the job, you big name Bobby. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Wow, wow, wow. And that was a city with Friend Like Me.
Wow, wow, wow.
Which is a resub from another show, but since we just asked him like 20 minutes ago to sub something, that's like, totally
yeah,
cool.
Right.
Lucidity. This was like really, really, like I really enjoyed this. I feel like a lot of covers of this song, I feel like a lot of people tend to like rush a lot of the words. And I felt like, or at least it feels rushed, but I felt like you were taking your time and like it was all natural and it was just fun and really exciting. I thought you did like an awesome job of the song. I really enjoyed it. Good choice to sell.
I agree with Melly. The whole idea of this being a resub, you know, obviously under the circumstances, no one's going to fault you. This was a very good choice. I don't know if it's still an issue for you. It might not be anything for you to worry about. When you're recording, if you're not compressing, you might want to look into compressing. Your vocals sounded kind of far back from the music, and I think the compression would bring you more forward. You might want to ask Nani or Jeffers. They're better at this kind of thing than I am. But, you know, when I adjusted my hearing focus, so to say, for that, I actually thought you did really well on this. There was a couple of high notes at the end you had a little trouble with, but generally I thought this was good. It was good energy, good character. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I pretty much have to agree with my co-judges. Especially with Reed's one note about it, you did sound far back because sometimes vocals were a little hard for me to hear. Really loved your energy. I would like there was like one or two places I would like you to be a little bit bigger, just a little bit. But other than that, this was a really good thing to submit. Oh, and yes, Aladdin is. This is
my Hyperion
Aladdin,
Theater
which is on stage.
Yes.
Yep. It's actually going to be opening in St. Louis next week.
Yeah. There's like.
And Omi is in it. No, just kidding.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, Omi's going.
He said Omi's in it.
Oh.
No,
I was
kidding.
So we should go talk about results. So.
Yes.
Yep.
On for a commercial break.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream.
Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya.
Brill Cream, you look so debonair.
Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya.
They love to get their fingers in your hair.
Results. So we all agreed on a winner, and
oh, yeah.
The winner is OMG Awkward Turtle.
Oh, yay!
It's so awesome! Good job.
Yeah, you were really awesome this week. Good to go.
Yes.
And
okay, so I get to save somebody next.
Yep.
I'm going to save Dylan next.
Okay, I'm going to save Valkyrie Celeste next.
I'm going to save Genesis.
Good job, guys. I'm going to save Cassidy.
I'm going to save Lucidity.
Okay, how many do we have left? We have four left, okay.
Right.
You guys are going to make me do the cut again?
Probably.
No.
I'm going to save Sharp Cookies.
So who do we have left? We have...
You have Sorachu, okay. Moggy Mug, and Janie.
I'm going to save Janie.
That means Zell has to do the cut.
Dun, dun, dun!
And unfortunately, this is the last week for Miss Moggy Mog.
Aww. At least Zell didn't drag it out. So.
Yeah, unlike some of us.
But Moggy Mug don't go far, apparently. Good to be hanging around, just in case.
Mm-hmm. And don't go
both
far
of our cuts
VH
from last
here,
week
because...
are still in the show here.
Yeah, so who knows? Mug,
there's, like, some shows casting right now on VH, and you should totally audition.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Because I like you.
Yep. We want to see more of you.
Mm-hmm. And me liking you is all that Absolutely. Matters.
That's right.
Because Millie's word is...
Nothing else.
My word is law, exactly.
No, Maggie, this is just a little bit of an off week for you, but you've generally sounded really good each week, so I really would like to hear
you. You have a really lovely voice.
I would like to hear you in other shows.
Me too.
What's our theme for next week, Bob? And what's our immunity?
Oh, well, first of all, immunities are longer, no more.
I like that, longer, no more.
Well,
like, what is that, like Frosty the Snowman talk, or is
I don't know, Yoda? I don't know.
You must, yes.
Well, the problem is we haven't really gotten much people really doing the immunity, so we're like, ah, screw it. Nobody submitted, we're cutting them.
And it was a paid immunity this week, too.
I know.
So way to go,
guys. Thank you. Now I can sleep on Mondays. Thank you.
We may bring one or two back because there are some rounds that we do feel are a little evil. And there's still the group immunity, the fight for the prize.
You're
going to
terrify them.
Huh?
You're going to terrify them. They all struggled this week, and you're like, there's
some
evil rounds.
Round. This one wasn't evil. The next one will be evil. Yeah.
Great. That won't terrify them too much.
Hey, but I will say the original main rounds were not the Russian roulettes, which were more
That's
evil.
True.
So
now we're all scared of Russian roulettes.
But there's some really good ones, though. I think we already passed those, though. Well, anyway, our main is award-winning nominees, or so award nominees,
the award,
but not winners.
The award losers.
Yeah. And pretty much the original
award
title.
Losers. Terrible.
Like, my original witty title for this round was Come Down, Stupid Document, Go Down. Where is it? Oh, wait, wrong one. Okay.
I have it.
Hold on.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Applause and pretend to be happy for the winner, that lucky bah. Sound
nice.
Like a sheep.
That's a great. A lucky sheep. I'm so happy for you.
Because the immunity was award winners, and the title for that one was Suck It, Bitches, It's My Award.
Yeah. So
and that? Unless you've seen the Kathy Griffin Acceptance Emmy, that's where it came from.
Nice.
So what that means.
But yeah. So pretty much we'll give you a list of which award shows count. Like pretty much it's the Tonys, the Grammys, Golden Globe, and the Emmys,
awesome.
And the Oscars. And then we'll just, in the email, we'll specify what categories count.
But there's going to be a lot
gonna
of
be too much.
This has a lot of options on this round.
This is a very nice one.
High energy.
It's my favorite high round, energy. So, like, yeah.
High
Don't fuck
energy.
What was I going to say? Unless Turtle likes to pick our Russian roulette for the week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, that will be due on July 3rd, 2012 at 11:59 p.m. EST.
Feel free to get him in early so we can record early since it's the night before a holiday.
Yeah, this worked really well for us because we actually started like half an hour early.
Yes. Anything else that we need to say?
High energy, please. Make us rock in our chairs and shake booties and all that. I don't know.
We say that and get a ballad one this week. Just saying.
That's true. Go Team Utterly Absurd.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody. I can't wait to hear next week. Good night.
We didn't even take bait. Oh my god.